This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. As patients and staff evacuate Shifa Hospital in Gaza City, dozens of civilians have been killed in military strikes elsewhere. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Looking onto Gaza from a distance, AP footage showed the horizon erupt into plumes of smoke as explosions could be heard in the distance. In northern Gaza, dozens of people were killed in the urban Jabalia refugee camp by what witnesses described as an Israeli airstrike. In a social media post, the Israeli military had warned Jabalia residents in Arabic to leave, saying that its troops were active in the area to target Hamas. Meanwhile, a flurry of injured people rushed into a hospital in Khan Yunis. A local doctor had reported that over 20 people had died from an Israeli airstrike on the outskirts of the southern area of Khan Yunis. I'm Karen Shamas.
Thousands of family members and supporters of some 240 hostages held in Gaza have streamed into Jerusalem on foot to castigate Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over his handling of the war with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The march on Saturday capped a five-day trek from Tel Aviv and marked the largest protest on behalf of the hostages since they were dragged into Gaza by Hamas militants on October 7th. Israeli leaders have declared war to crush Hamas and to bring the hostages home. Some of the hostage families fear the Israeli military offensive endangers their loved ones. 41 workers remain trapped in a collapsed road tunnel in northern India for a seventh day as a new drilling machine arrived on site to replace the damaged one. The nature of the exceptionally hard rock formation in the area, coupled with the clearing of debris, damaged the original machine and paused rescue efforts on Friday, according to officials. This added a new challenge to the long-drawn rescue efforts. The workers have been trapped since Sunday when a landslide caused part of the tunnel to collapse. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The West African nation of Liberia is set for its second democratic transfer of power in seven decades after soccer star turned president George Weah conceded defeat to former vice president Joseph Boakai on his election victory. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
In a second round of voting, Boakai was leading with 50.9% on Friday, with nearly all the ballots counted. That's a stark contrast to the last election in 2017, when global soccer legend Weah, buoyed by a wave of hope, trounced Boakai in the second round with 62%. But many have grown disillusioned with Weah since then, due to a lack of progress on his promises to stamp out corruption and raise living standards. Shortly after results were announced, Boakai said, "We have a job to do," but added that first and foremost, "We want to have a message of peace and reconciliation." That message, in a once volatile country, was bolstered by Weah's concession.
David Doyle from Reuters. UK Treasury Chief Jeremy Hunt says the government can afford to lower some taxes now that inflation is falling, but he says any cuts will come along with a squeeze on welfare benefits. British media have reported that there will be relief for businesses and wealthy property owners in Hunt's autumn budget statement on Wednesday. Hunt told Saturday's Daily Telegraph newspaper that, quote, "There is a path to reducing the tax burden, and a conservative government will take that path." But he also said the government had to, quote, "take difficult decisions to reform the welfare state." Critics say the government is helping the wealthy at the expense of those who are worse off. Climate change is hurting coral worldwide, but some reefs off the coast of Texas are thriving. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In the Gulf of Mexico, a stunning amount of coral cover undersea mountains. The coral reefs found in the Flower Garden Banks National Marine Sanctuary are among the healthiest in the world. But scientists like Michelle Johnston, the acting superintendent for the federally protected area, say that like all reefs, they are fragile and their location will only offer protection for so long in the face of a warming climate.
When ocean temperatures get warm, that is not good for coral reefs.
She says the devastating bleaching to hit other reefs during the summer's record-breaking heat is among the top concerns. I'm Julie Walker.
Taylor Swift postponed an Eras Tour concert in Rio de Janeiro Saturday after a 23-year-old fan died during her Friday night show. The singer said in a handwritten note posted Saturday on Instagram that the decision was due to the extremely hot weather in Rio. Quote, "The safety and well-being of my fans, fellow performers, and crew has to and always will come first," Swift wrote in the message posted on Instagram. The cause of death of Ana Clara Benavides Machado has not been yet announced, but concertgoers complained they were not allowed to take water into Nilton Santos Olympic Stadium despite the soaring temperatures. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.